One day, Queen Victoria visited a paper mill. When she saw the filthy, dirty rags in the rag room, she exclaimed, "How can these ever be made white?" "Ah, madam," replied the owner, "I have a chemical process of great power by which I can take the color out of even these red rags." A few days later, the queen found lying upon her writing table a lot of the most beautifully polished paper she had ever seen. On each sheet were the letters of her name, V.R., and her likeness. There was also a note which ran as follows: "Will the queen be pleased to accept a specimen of my paper, with the assurance that every sheet was manufactured out of the dirty rags which she saw, and I trust the result is such as even the queen may admire. Will the queen also allow me to say that I have had many a good sermon preached to me in my meal? I can understand how the Lord Jesus can take the poor heathen and the vilest of the vile and make them clean, and how, though their sins be as scarlet, he can make them as white as snow. And I can see how he can put his own name upon them. And just as these rags may go into the royal palace and be admired, so poor sinners can be received into the palace of the great king." Unquote. Friend, do you know what it is to be cleansed from your sins? To have Christ's name written upon you? To be made fit for his holy presence? Is it possible that you never seriously think of these things? Will you not from your very soul today utter the plea of the penitent sinner, "Wash me, O God, and I shall be whiter than snow"? Remember, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth from all sin, and that nothing that defileth shall ever enter heaven. Cleansed from your sin, you will be called by his name. You will be given the authority to use the name of our God, Christian. What a privilege, what an honor, to be called after the name of him, who though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor. Though the very best that we could offer were but as filthy rags, through the cleansing process of the blood of the Lord Jesus, he can make the poor, guilty, repentant sinner whiter than the driven snow. And friend of mine, he'll give you the authority, the privilege, to use his name in an honorable fashion, to be called a Christian, the highest, the greatest family name under the sun. You'll not only be able to do that, but you can rejoice in that he has made you meet or suitable to be a partaker of the inheritance of the saints in light. Just as this man could take those filthy rags and make of them beautiful parchment, paper fit for the queen's palace. Friend of mine, our God can take a rebel. He can take a filthy sinner like myself, like you, and through his chemical process, I say it reverently, the cleansing power found in his own precious blood, he can make us clean. He can even make us fit for his holy presence. And just as the queen could take that beautiful paper and write a memo on it, our God can take those rebel sinners cleansed by the blood of Christ, and through them, he can convey a message to a lost, needy, dying world. What is the message that the world needs? Christ died for your sins. Though he was rich, he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says you'll be saved even now. May he bless you to do so today.